The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd, Dreamweaver. If you've always wanted to know a bit more about travel, whether for work or pleasure, you'll want to stay tuned for the next hour. Lindsay has over 20 years of worldly experience and is ready to make your next trip the best trip possible. Now, here is your host, Lindsay T. Boyd.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Time with Lindsay Boyd. Today we have a couple of guests with us from the Jordan Travel Enterprise. We have Eva Jordan-Johnson and Sam Johnson. We'll get to them in just a minute after we go over just a little bit of the news in the travel industry today. For those of you who are flying Spirit Airlines, you may find that you're going to have a little bit of problems today. Spirit's airline system, their reservation system and all, went down early this morning. And so their flights in and out of Chicago are completely at a standstill right now. No flights in, no flights out. They're working on the process right now and hope to have their flights back up by this evening. But that means if you're connecting on Spirit or you're going through Chicago, or if the planes that you have in the afternoon came from Chicago before they go on to the next location, you may be delayed in your flight. So call in, check with Spirit to see if you're still on time, and realize that there could be a problem there. Now, as you know, for most of you people out there, this is the second or third time in the last 3 months that an airline reservation system has caused a complete shutdown of its flight operations. Now, we all know that computers are what everybody is trying to lean towards and stuff in the future, but you have to have available plans for you to make alternate reservations or flights in the future. So if you're on those flights with Spirit and you need to be someplace by a certain time, go to them and tell them that you want them to put you on another carrier, because they do have a rule where they have to get you within 2 hours of the time that they're supposed to get you to a place that way. So go in, talk to them, because this is a mechanical. This isn't a weather related or anything like that. This is actually their systems going down. Now, for those of you who would like to travel and travel to different places, as we know, Cuba opened up a little bit in the last few years for special mission trips and stuff like that. And the U.S. Embassy will be opening there next year. Along with that, Carnival Cruise Lines will have a ship that is based out of Cuba. Yes, a ship that is based in Cuba that you will be able to take, because it meets all of the exceptions in the government's program. There's one other cruise line that will start before them, and they will start in December, and that's MSC Cruises. So talk to your travel agents and make sure that you tell them that you want to do a ship that has cruises to or through starting in Cuba or that goes to Cuba that meet the U.S. government's guidelines for travel to those countries. Now, those two agencies are mainly going to be looking towards European and foreign travelers, but they do meet the guidelines for the U.S. program. And now we're going to get started with our guests today. First, we have Eva Jordan-Johnson, who is the owner of and a travel consultant with Jordan Travel Enterprise. Her specialty is coordinating and managing special events at sea, in the Caribbean, all-inclusive getaways, and corporate travel events for employees, partners, or clients. If it's European vacation you're looking for, Eva can get you there in style. She is a big believer in serving her clients and loves to educate and pamper them with a professional yet very personable touch. Eva supports her community by serving as a volunteer through her local church. She also travels abroad for international mission projects. Eva is no stranger to the travel industry, having spent over 20 years as a consultant. Her earlier work experience as a practical nurse taught her the importance of helping and serving others. According to Eva, her desire and passion for travel began with her parents. Her mom is from Brazil and her dad from Barbados. The stories of both homelands intrigued her and opened her heart to the adventure of life outside of her childhood home in Brooklyn, New York. Ask her how she can help you plan your next corporate event at sea or raise money for your favorite charity or organization. And then we have Sam Johnson, who is a leading engineering person, an entrepreneur and financial professional, a very rewarding career with General Electric, FW Bell, and Walt Disney World has provided him with a diversity of work experience in a multitude of industries. Sam, for all you business travelers, has done the same thing. He's traveled globally, holding several senior leader roles, leading high-performing teams, and partnering with foreign nationals to design, produce, and launch a number of products to market. It is with that unique insight that he assists Eva in making sure that the business traveler's needs are always well met. He is co-owner and a travel consultant with Jordan Travel Enterprise, a full-service travel agency specializing in group special events at sea or all-inclusive resorts. Sam handles the backroom infrastructure and enjoys helping others grow their business, plan, and execute special events and make profits for themselves while having fun. And when I say for themselves, we're talking about if you have a charitable organization or your business is planning a seminar or event, he can help you. Eva and Sam can help you make those events profitable. A family man, Sam enjoys spending time with his two sons and granddaughter, but especially sharing every day with his Eva, his friend, lover, and wife. Now, I'm going to start with the first question for you guys. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Eva, tell me a little bit about what you got into, why you got into the travel industry, and what you like the most, like doing the most.
Well, first, I want to thank you for having the opportunity to be on your show. And what I like most about the travel, and can you repeat the question?
Tell me a little bit about why you really got into the travel industry. I know what I said, but I want to know what it is that drives you. What's your passion for travel and why you're doing it today?
I enjoy just seeing and experiencing other countries, other places, meeting different types of people. Growing up in Brooklyn, New York, we call it a block of New Yorkers. I had neighbors that were from Jamaica, from Trinidad, from Guyana, I had neighbors who were actually from Israel. I had neighbors from many different countries, and got a chance to experience their culture, their food, and I just loved my first time leaving the U.S. I had a chance to go to Barbados on a mission project, and I just have a passion, and I love travel, and I love having the ability to help others experience travel in unique ways.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. It sounded so dead on my end for a moment there. Okay. Sam, the same question.
Well, as you said earlier, most of my career I've traveled quite a bit with both GE and my the latter jobs, and I've been around the world with mission work, and I really enjoyed it. Even I have just been doing this so long, we just felt that, you know, there's still places to see, places to go, and what better way to do that than being in our own travel business and helping others to realize their experiences as well. Especially when you send in, you know, working with families or business leaders to put together group travel that takes them to places that they wouldn't have otherwise gone by themselves. So it's really just the experience of the personal experience of being able to fly on their company dime and see places that I would not have gone myself, but just after a while being bitten by the bug and just really enjoy traveling to new places.
Now, I understand the two of you are a little bit of a unique breed. You guys are certified group event travel specialists, which is something I understand is a very limited group of the travel industry itself. Probably less than 1% of the people out there who are travel agents are certified group event travel specialists. Being such a specialty, What is it that you can do for, let's say, trainers, coaches, and business leaders? Why should they work with a certified group events travel specialist? Either one of you.
Oh, okay. I'll let Sam answer that.
Oh, well, you know, many times professionals are very busy, and our target market is group leaders. People who have a list, people who have organizations, who have a following. And what we want to do is we take the experience that we've had as travel professionals, travel consultants, work with the group leaders to find out what their needs are. Sometimes it may be a nonprofit. Sometimes it may be just a perk that the company is taking its members or its employees, or in an organization case, it may be members. And what we bring to them is our experience, our defense planning, our travel knowledge, recommendations for the specific venue, for the type of business or organization they're in, tying it all together, taking the worry from them, and making it a spectacular event, not only from a business or an organization standpoint, but a vacation as well. So that's what a certified group travel event specialist does, is we pretty much take plan special events for business leaders, owners, group leaders, to do what they do best and allow them to do that and enjoy the time with family and friends or networking in an exclusive or on a cruise vacation.
Okay. Now I'm going to cut this segment just a little bit short, and we'll start back up and do a little bit more in the next segment. And we're going to move on to commercial break right now. And then when we come back, everybody, we will talk about more about group leaders and what you can do and what a group's event travel specialist can do for you. Thank you, and on to our break.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Weave your own dream vacation or trip using our Dreamweaver services. Our job is to plan your amazing travel experience from start to finish, saving you the hassle of making arrangements yourself. From tea times, restaurant reservations, cruise or airline tickets, cars, hotels, and group accommodations, to ensuring special needs such as handicap or disability access is available, the Dreamweaver desk is designed to accommodate your travel requests. The delivery of completely customized luxury sports, lifestyle, and cruise travel packages is job one. We pride ourselves on delivering top-quality travel packages that take the worry out of travel, allowing our guests to enjoy special moments that will last a lifetime. Currently, our high-demand, limited-availability trips include the Summer Games in Rio 2016, the World Cup of Rugby in England September 2015, and much more. What are you waiting for? Contact us today to get started on your once-in-a-lifetime experience. Call 877-DREAM-1. That's 877-373-2661. Or go to www.dreamweaver.com for our special pricing packages. That's 877-DREAMM-1 or dreamweaver.com. Remember, it's Dream with two M's.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are enjoying Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd, Dreamweaver. To reach our show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Dreamweaver with two M's at TamandaRayTravel.com. Now, back to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd.
Hi, welcome back to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd. Just before the break, we were talking with Sam and Eva Jordan Johnson on group event travel specialists and why you would use them and how to actually plan a group event for yourself. Now, in defining a group event, one of the things that we need you to know is when you're having a, let's say, incentive travel for your organization and you're bringing 50, 100 people from all over the U.S. to a meeting place, that would be a group. If you are having a seminar, that would be a group. If you're a trainer and you're training a group of different people and whatever it may be, you would have a group. We're not talking about four or five people, but a little bit larger amounts of people. Is that correct? From my understanding, is that correct, Eva?
Yes, that is correct. A group can be as large as over 100 people or 200 people, but it can also be as small as eight cabins, 16 to 20 people.
Now, I heard you say eight cabins or 16 to 20 people. We haven't defined a place where that is, so are you talking about eight cabins on a cruise ship? Are you talking about eight rooms in a hotel at an all-inclusive resort? What is your meaning there?
Okay, and for an all-inclusive resort or a hotel resort, I would say the group can be as small as 10 to 20 rooms, and on a cruise ship, a group can be as small as eight cabins based on double occupancy, based on two people in a cabin.
Okay. So when we're looking at to talk to you or a certified group events travel specialist, then what we're looking for is any time that you have a group that could be for a cruise ship, you're looking at 16 people to make up eight rooms, or for a all-inclusive resort, I believe you said it was 10 or 20 rooms, so that could be
yes,
as small
depending
as 10
on the
people.
Property, it can be as little as 10 rooms, but the average would be about 20 rooms to be considered a group.
Okay. So if I'm in business and I'm a trainer, I'm teaching people, I'm doing yoga seminars across the nation, teaching people on how to do either Pilates or yoga of a special type, and I bring in all the trainers from different groups and to do these trainings. Is that something that you could handle, the logistics
yes,
of?
Yes, we actually specialize in that type of group. They're in our group event travel specialist organization. We are highly trained to work with businesses, trainers, groups to help them to to think through the different components of their retreat. We encourage them and go through information and to find out what's their goals, what are their objectives, in terms of profit, what are they trying to achieve, and we work with them to have a successful and profitable event.
Okay, so now if I'm a group leader, what is it that you need from me for me to be able to do this? I mean, do I get to be able to just call you up on the phone and say, hey, Eva and Sam, I've got a group of about 150 people that I know are going to register for my conference, but I don't want to do it in a hotel because, you know, I get tired of paying all the fees for the microphones and stuff like that. Is there a way that I can do this for cheaper? Would you be able to help me that way?
Absolutely. And what we have set up is a group leader application. And for someone who is interested in a group, we would have them go to the link, and the link is allinclusivespecialevents.com, and they would complete the survey and ask at that time if we would review the survey and set up a meeting with them and have a complimentary consultation.
Okay, so first what you're doing is you gather information about what they are, what kind of group they are, so that you can develop a plan of action for them?
That's correct. And okay. I'm not sure I said that's allinclusivespecialevents.com is a group leader on survey and application.
Okay. Now, if I'm a group leader, can you help me price my event or work with to project income?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the reasons to consider going with someone of our with our specialty is that we will meet with you, find out what it is you're trying to accomplish. Find out a little bit about your clients or your employees, and look at what your numbers are, and work with you so that your event would be profitable. An example of that would be we had a group that we work with who takes their employees as a incentive on a cruise yearly. And one year, they actually lost some money. They didn't make their projections because the employees were given the trip for free, and at the last minute, a few of the employees were no-shows, and that caused the loss. So, in cases like that, we find out information about the group, the people, and the following year we set into place a system so that did not occur, and they were able to turn it around and be profitable.
So if I understand what you just said just now, is that there was one group that set up a trip themselves and did all the parts to try to run a group thing and ended up in the hole because of the fact that they'd given away too many free rooms or they'd done some other stuff, and that by working with you the next year, you made it so it actually became a profitable event. Is that correct?
Well, actually, Lindsay, let me clarify that a little bit. This was sort of a perk that the business owners gave their employees. So they didn't actually lose money, but they had cabins that went unfilled. They planned on having a certain number of employees go on the trip, and so they paid for it. So this particular group wasn't trying to make a profit off of the group. They wanted to do this for the employees. The problem is they had several cabins that went unsold because it was too late to fill them with other employees that may have wanted to go. So other employees could have gone and brought their family members had we had enough time to be able to replace them so that going forward, we worked with the the group, the business owners, to ensure that the employees had some skin in the game. In other words, it was free to them, but we worked it in such a way that employees was involved, and there was some risk, some incentive for them to make sure they went. And if they did not go, we had ample time to make sure that we filled those cabins with other employees who would want to go and bring their families. So that was one of the things that we worked out with them and planned better the next year. And we've done several of these cruises with this particular organization.
Okay. So what is the advantage of having a group travel specialist accompany you on your event?
You want to answer that, Eva, or you want me?
Okay.
Okay, so as a for instance, so not only do we bring the travel expertise and as consultants, we have contracts, contacts in several locations. So we have good relationship with vendors in Jamaica and in Mexico and in different areas where we can help advise to find a destination that matches your particular venue. But in the event that we're going to do some planning and you're going to have schedule of events, meetings, and some socializing, and maybe a little bit of party time, or whatever it is that you want to do, along with your business and networking, we take all of that worries from you. So when you invite us to go with you as the group, the consultants, then we go into event mode. So we have to make sure that we work with those suppliers and vendors on the property to ensure that everything that we plan, that the group leaders plan out for his event, goes off without a hitch. We will work with the staff. We make sure that the meetings happen when they happen, the materials that they may need, and all of the different parts of an event occur as planned. Taking that worry from the group leader, allow them to be able to spend the time doing the meetings, socializing, and enjoying the time with their family or friends or guests or employees or whoever the guest list may be. So by being there, we become your extended arms, your extended professionals to make sure that things happen like this would have happened so that you can stay focused, make the money that you're trying to make if you're trying to make a profit or as an affinity, enjoy the time with the family and friends or those guests that you may have invited on the trip.
Okay, so do you go with the groups on every trip that you plan?
No. Again, so this is when it gets back into a group. We try to price our packages to ensure that you get the most value for the organization or the group or the client that we serve. On smaller groups, it becomes difficult for us to package that in such a way that we can accompany a small group of 8 or 9 or 10 people and still not take any profit away from the organization, particularly if it's a not-for-profit organization. We want to make sure that they get the most value. If it's a large group and they have an extensive itinerary and they need us to be there, we will be there. And we'll go overboard to make sure that everything goes off successfully. On smaller groups, we will plan in such a way that we will ask the group leader to ensure, and that's one of the things we require, the group leader must attend their group. We've had cases where the group leader at the last minute decided that they can't make the trip. Well, the main reason for this trip, especially in affinity, is because of the group leader or the itinerary or whatever it is that was the draw for the trip. And so if we're not there and the group leader doesn't show up, then that's not going to be good for the guests. So on smaller groups, the group leader, the plan is laid out such that the group leader themselves will probably execute on that plan. On the larger groups where it becomes quite involved with a lot of excursions, a lot of business plan, a lot of venue activities, and yes, we want to be there because we want to represent the best face for our guests and make sure that the plans that they expect and the service that they expect happens. So we really, it's a group-by-group decision. And many times the group, they may ask us to go. Sometimes they may not want us to go or need us to go.
Okay, so tell me how in the ideal world or ideal situation you would envision me as a group leader working with you. How, if I came to you and I said, I have a group of 1,000 people who normally attend my conference every year, and I normally do it in these hotels, but I really want to cut that hotel costs out of it, what would be the steps that we would go through? What do you expect from me so that we can make it beneficial to me to actually hire a group travel specialist versus doing it myself?
So the first thing I would say, if you had 1,000 people, I would say, as a group leader, you need to have our book, because we walk through the steps to do just that. But initially, what we would do is Eva would meet with the group leader and have a free consultation, if you will. We would understand the needs of the group, the itinerary, what the group is about, so I'd try to understand the group and the dynamics of the group, and then work with them with the group list that we laid out in our book, and I think Eva's going to talk about that a little later, with the list. There's a checklist that we will work with you, help you to focus on those things that is going to make this a successful group and understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish, whether it's a profit, an affinity, or a family reunion type of group, or whatever. What type of group structure is it? And once we narrow that down, then we start the process of building either a web page, website for your group, and then lay out the, after we've quoted or found the right venue, we will put together all of the marketing and assist you with the marketing of this venue to your group. And we'll work with you all along the way, from the payment plan, from the marketing flyers, the brochures, the website, even the payment schedules, leading up into whether we attend your group or not. All that will be discussed and laid out up front. So that will be part of the initial consultation, and then as we go forward with the group, we will work with you all along the way to make sure that if it's marketed properly, we focus on the things that you want, and then we address all of the issues of collecting the payments and making sure that the group is ready to go when that day comes.
Now, does everyone in my group have to call you, or do you make it easier than that for them to be able to sign up for my group?
Okay. We offer a website for our groups so that they can go to the website, find out all the information they need regarding the group, and they can sign up online. We also can offer for groups to do a Google Hangout or something similar where we can talk with the members of the group, answer questions, and we also would have could potentially have a Facebook group for the members of the group to have a place to kind of meet each other if they're in different places, or a place where they ask questions and kind of get to know each other before the trip.
So are you saying you set up a little web page or a chat room, or exactly how are you going about doing that?
Okay. The group would have an actual web page, a website that they go to do their bookings, to get information, to do their excursions. And then separately, we would have meetings along the way with the group. We would meet before the group. We'd have a countdown before the cruise, and we could have a Google Hangout. Or if they're local, then we would meet with the group members and go over what to expect, answer questions, and facilitate the time with the members of the group.
Okay. So if I heard you correctly, what you're saying is that you set up a web page and you set up other little information-type sessions that allow everybody to come in and learn about what's going on with the group and everything. Now, through those pages, is that where they sign up for the actual group meeting or trip that we're doing?
Yes, they would register. They would register online and find out if it's a business meeting or a yoga class. They would find out, you know, information on the schedule and things and what to expect,
as well as make their payments.
Okay, so they'd be able to make their payments and all of that through the web pages that you set up.
That's
well,
correct.
That sounds pretty good.
We have a secure server site where those payment requests come through, and all that will be done on the site online. Yes.
Okay. So all the things are done online, and we have the payments and other stuff along that line.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
also, we do have some clients who are senior citizens, and out that who are not going to be comfortable with booking online, that we are available to talk with them, to give them alternatives. But for the majority of the people, they have the opportunity to do most of it online. But we are available for those people who can't, or are uncomfortable with booking online.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. You have two ways for them to do it. One is online, and the other is by calling you and contacting you to get the information that's necessary. Right now, we're going to go to a break, and after the break, we'll continue on and ask some other questions.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to chat about your favorite soap operas? The Daytime Discussion is here with Dan J. Kroll and Soap Central Live. For the past 15 years, Dan has been dishing and discussing on SoapCentral.com. And now he's taking the talk to the airwaves of the Voice America Variety Channel. You'll go behind the scenes with the biggest stars of daytime, along with guest commentary from the Soap Central columnists. And we'll take your questions and comments during our live show. Soap Central Live, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Weave your own dream vacation or trip using our Dreamweaver services. Our job is to plan your amazing travel experience from start to finish, saving you the hassle of making arrangements yourself. From tea times, restaurant reservations, cruise or airline tickets, cars, hotels, and group accommodations, to ensuring special needs such as handicap or disability access is available, the Dreamweaver desk is designed to accommodate your travel requests. The delivery of completely customized luxury sports, lifestyle, and cruise travel packages is job one. We pride ourselves on delivering top-quality travel packages that take the worry out of travel, allowing our guests to enjoy special moments that will last a lifetime. Currently, our high-demand, limited-availability trips include the Summer Games in Rio 2016, the World Cup of Rugby in England September 2015, and much more. What are you waiting for? Contact us today to get started on your once-in-a-lifetime experience. Call 877-DREAM-1. That's 877-373-2661. Or go to www.dreamweaver.com for our special pricing packages. That's 877-DREAMM-1 or dreamweaver.com. Remember, it's Dream with two M's.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are enjoying Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd, Dreamweaver. To reach our show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Dreamweaver with two M's at TamandaRayTravel.com. Now, back to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd.
Hi, welcome back to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd.
What about this?
Before the break, we were talking about groups and certified group specialists, event travel specialists that we have with us today, Eva Jordan Johnson and Sam Johnson. Now, it comes to my attention that they have a book out there called Hosting Group Events in Paradise, The Ultimate Guide for Trainers, Coaches, and Business Leaders. Now, this is a book that helps business leaders and everybody else learn about how to host a group in probably your favorite destinations. Now, Sam or Eva, could you tell me a little bit about the book and what it will give in guidance to people?
Well, thank you. Our book is, as you know, as the title says, it's a guide for coaches, business leaders, and also for someone who is trying to do a family reunion or for smaller groups. But it's a guide to show you the possibilities and things that you that are available to you utilizing travel and the way that you can save over having meetings and conferences in hotel rooms. And some of the chapters that we have in our book is Can I Really See the World for Free? Is one of our chapters. And Causes for You, Cruising for a Cause, for Profit, or Both. And How to Plan the Perfect Group Vacation, What are the Components? Selecting the Perfect Cruise or the All-Inclusive. The Benefits of Group Travel. And we have checklists and booking information. And we even have a chapter to show you some of the secrets. It's called The Secret Sauce. So it's full, chock full of information for the trainers, coaches, and business leaders, and also for families that want to have a family reunion or even girlfriend groups that want to get together. We make it easy for you to have your group take a lot of the logistics and planning off of your shoulders and allow you to have fun and enjoy your event.
Now, I heard you say something about the secret sauce. What's the secret sauce?
Well, to find out the secret sauce, you got to get the book. But the secret sauce are some of the things related to booking travel and the different components of travel that people often don't realize. And as an example, I'm not going to tell you what the secret sauce is, but I'm going to give you an example of something that, you know, I experienced. I have a young lady who called me. She was in the middle of doing a group. She booked it directly with the cruise line. And she found out about me and just decided to let me book was having some issues and said, you know, Miss Eva, can you book, can you help? So I was able to help her. But one of the things that because she was not aware of those secret things that that are in the industry that, you know, are not privy maybe to others because they don't know about it, had she booked her group with me initially, she would have had a complimentary cabin. She would have had special gifts for each of her guests. And because she booked it on her own and she didn't know, she booked her group on her own and she didn't know some of the things that she could, some of the benefits, she missed out on all of that. So this chapter kind of lets you know a little bit of the secrets of the travel business.
Oh, so basically in your book, what you're telling people are some of the behind the scene things that people won't know, that you don't find easily when you do a Google search for a group tour or a group or whatever. I mean, if you decide I want to do a cruise and you find the group, you find a price for the cruise, you may not know other benefits that you could get for yourself. If you're doing airline tickets, you don't know the benefits of putting 20 people or 30 people on the plane, that there's special benefits that you can get as a group that way. So
that's correct.
Your book gives that kind of information, I take it.
That's correct.
And then I noticed you said something early that piqued my interest, and maybe you could tell me a little bit more about it. You said that there was a chapter about something about free. I always like that word, free. So tell me, what does it mean when you talk about free in your book?
Well, what it means is, and sometimes these people think, well, there's nothing free. But if you have a certain number if you qualify for a group, then there are some complimentary options that are that may be available to you. And by working with a group travel consultant, we would share some of those things with you.
So if you're if I'm working with you as a group travel consultant, is one of the things that you're going to do be work with me to show me how to decrease the costs or to spread my costs in such a manner that I could make my portion of the trip free while I still have the benefits of a large group with everybody getting a good rate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then sometimes we have clients who say, you know what, I want to, I'm fine with, you know, taking care of my expense, but I want to bless someone, or I want to, instead of having that complimentary travel, I want to donate to my favorite charity. So there are several options that are available, several options to consider.
Now, is it possible if I'm a charity or a business who's been booking events at a hotel, and let's say it's costing me $10,000 for my sound systems and room rental and other stuff, to get those costs for free if I'm booking a group event, let's say on a cruise ship?
Yes. That is one of the benefits of looking at booking instead of going to a hotel conference room, so booking on a cruise, because on a cruise, booking your group on a cruise, and depending on your numbers, the things that you would pay for in the hotel conference room, like your coffee breaks, your meals, all those things are included in the price of your cruise. And there, when you book the group on the cruise, there are different group benefits that you potentially are eligible for, and that those are costs that you will not incur when you make the decision to move from the hotel conference room to the cruise option.
Now, isn't it true that if you have, let's say I have 100 people who are booking rooms at a hotel at $150 a night for a week worth of a conference with me, that I could do that same conference on board a ship, that people would pay the same amount of money equivalent per night, and visit different ports and see the world and still give us the ability to do our conference?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
So if I do an event at sea, isn't that giving me a chance to make a much better event for my people than they would have at the Marriott in Chicago?
Absolutely, because they would not only just have the conference and whatever meals or events that you have, but on the cruise, they would have much more of an experience, because the cruise not only includes the meals, your accommodation, but they have entertainment. There are activities. There's for the children. If that's a benefit, you can bring your children and not feel like, oh, they're going to, you know, distract from the meeting, because they have complimentary children's programs to keep them busy and having fun. And as well, as you mentioned, the different ports of call that you'll visit while on the cruise. So it really expands and enhances the conference, and gives everyone an opportunity not only to attend the conference, but to relax, have fun, and enjoy, and not have a lot of the extra expense unless they choose to.
Now, if I wanted to get a copy of your book, how would I do that?
Well, we have
the link.
Yes, share the link, Sam, please.
So the link to get the book would be hostinggroupeventsandparadise.com. That's hostinggroupeventsandparadise.com.
Okay, so I would go to hosting, H-O-S-T-I-N-G, group, events, inparadise.com.
Inparadise.com.
Okay, and then I could find a copy of your book.
That's right. So right now, it is so early in the printing, and we've just finished proofing it. The book is soon to launch, so there may be some delay in actually getting a copy of the book, but we are doing the pre-marketing right now, and that site will give you more information about the book, and that's soon to be available on Amazon and on our site.
Okay. And I understand that you have an extra page or something like that, that if... Because the book's not available yet, if people go in and register, there's a chance to win a free book. What yes. site would they go to there?
Right
or is
now,
that the same one?
The site for that one would be travelwitheva.com. And that will be active also shortly after this call. They can go to that site, travelwitheva.com.
Okay. And then they would be able to register.
What they will receive is a free checklist, a pre-trip travel checklist. Oftentimes when you're getting ready for a trip, life seems to happen and you get busy. And so you'll be able to get this checklist and kind of go through some of the things that you might not have thought about before a trip.
Okay. Well, today we've had a really great show in which Sam and Eva Johnsons from Jordan Travel have discussed with us all of the things that you need to know about group event travel specialists and why you would want to use one of them for your business events, whether you're a coach, trainer, or a charitable organization. But to learn more, you need to go to their website. And could you tell me that one more time?
Okay. So to go to our website is JordanTravelEnterprise.com.
And the name of the book's website is?
The book, I said Travel with Evil, but let's keep it the same, Lindsay. It's going to be Hosting Group Events in Paradise. That'll take me to the one site. Where we talk about the book, hostinggroupeventsinparadise.com, and then I'm going to make it hostinggroupeventsinparadise/books, and that will give you the special offer. So they put the slash books in there. It'll be all books.
Okay, so if you go to hostinggroupeventsinparadise.com/book, you will be able to register for their special giveaway. And I advise you to go and learn about the book and get all the information. That's it for today. We look forward to seeing you next week at Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, on Travel Time with Lindsay Boyd. Have a good week and enjoy your travels.
Thank you for joining us this week for Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd. Be sure to tune in for another edition with the Dreamweaver next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until our next journey together, happy travels!